don't you get yourself a nice girl?
I get a nice one almost every night, Ma.
Yeah, but get yourself a girl so you could settle down. That's what I
settle down almost every night, but then in the morning I'm free. I love you. I want to be with you.
Don't just settle down.
How's your friend, Henry, there? Henry, what's the matter? You don't talk too much.
What you talking a little bit? What are you quiet for?
You don't eat much. You don't talk much.
I'm just listening.
What's the matter? Something wrong with you?
You remind me of when we were kids, the Comparis used to visit one another, and there was this man. He would never talk. He would just sit there all night and not say a word. So they said to him, what's the matter, Compari? Don't you talk? Don't you say anything? He says, what am I going to say? That my wife two times me? So she says to him, shut up, you're always talking.
And welcome to this make-believe holiday edition of Papa's Basement. I am your host, John Papa Giorgio. With me co-hosting is the brother.
Howdy.
Mr. Will Guillermo Papa Giorgio.
Guillermo.
You can listen to the show every Saturday, 3 to 4 p.m., except when we don't come in studio, and I'm very sure they don't play our evergreen, so you just get a 70s mega mix, but hey.
So Saturday, just like, this is the first time I heard that. Saturday, 70s day, or is that just every day here?
It's at least Saturday. It's an automation that runs in the background for the whole thing.
And it plays the same song every time we leave.
Is it really? It's that...
Twice it's been that
the
Lens.
Mo.
Exactly.
Who the hell does that?
I have no clue.
Yeah, but okay, you typically are going to get that instead of us, because we've been calling out a lot lately. Okay, you got that. If we're on, we're on. Saturday 3 to 4. That's our little gift to you. And their archives, which haven't been updated in weeks, at inpapasbasement.com.
I'm surprised the fans haven't been
rioting in the streets. I know. What the hell, man? It's slacking. But there's web streams of the audio at www.fcac.org/WEBR. You can watch on Cox 37, Comcast 27. Poor person Cox 10. Jesus Christ. God damn.
Sorry.
Benedict Arnold selling the show out that early.
No, I'm just.
You got to fake it.
No, I mean, you should be more tired than me.
I worked the worse. Dog D shift at WTOP of 3 till 11 a.m. where I get in, and lately I've tried to skip taking the Dexedrine so I don't feel really
don't
weird.
Don't take that crap, man.
Dexedrine's good, except like...
No, it's not. Well, none of that. That ass is poison. Man.
You were never into the pills and stuff like I was. I always had a little Elvis in me.
Yeah.
God, these headphones suck, man. I got these big librarian headphones on because they stole all the good pairs out of here.
Me too. It's just, I don't know.
Do you even have both channels working? I just got a right channel working.
Yeah, no, I think that's the same with me. Like, God. The volume control, it just fades it more to the right.
Jesus, where did they steal these from? I swear to God.
No, it's like public library leftovers.
Yeah. Oh,
from the days of microfiche.
We got lice. Exactly. Microfiche. Good pull.
God,
Jesus.
You remember when they used to teach you all that ass like in elementary
school?
Just
totally outmoded. Yeah. Dude, and like, decimal.
Whatever the catalog number system, blah, blah, blah.
Dewey Decimal.
That's a Dewey Decimal?
I believe that's Dewey Decimal.
I thought that was a math then. No, I think you're right.
Yeah, just Dewey Decimal. I don't remember how the hell it worked, nor do you need to. Now you just Google a goddamn book up.
Yeah, why
illegally
would it,
download it.
Why would it be like aisle number, shelf number, book number?
No. All right, Mr. College.
No, I'm saying, like, I don't think that's the way it works.
Oh, all right. Whatever. I wouldn't know. I mean, you just walk in, you Google it now. It doesn't matter.
No, I'm like, I hope they're not wasting public money building libraries. I'm sure they are. Just because the idea is nice.
There's something to be said for libraries. I mean, I go to the Fairfax one occasionally, just when you want to feel scholarly. Like,
are you serious? Like now?
Like once in a blue moon, like when I'm not holed up in my room looking at, you know,
Jesus
adult fare.
Christ. I think the last book I read was in 10th grade, and that was half of Dracula.
You've never read a book since then?
Actually, I read Catcher in the Rye on the flight to Greece.
That's it?
Because I'd written so many like papers on it.
You didn't want to be just reading the Cliff Notes anymore?
Yeah. The guilt finally got to me.
Dude, that's a great book.
No, that's what I figured. Like, reading the Cliff Notes, I'm like, oh, sounds
that's
like,
one of the few books they gave us that I got through. Toot sweet.
I
read it. I
was like,
like,
I could
days.
Relate to that, so I liked it. I actually yeah. like Frankenstein a lot, too.
That one I cheated my way through big yeah. time. Sounded good, though.
Yeah, no, he ends up like just chasing the thing like to the ends of the earth.
Ends of the earth, yeah. Yeah. No, it's great. It's like it's just Moby Dick, really, right?
I've never read Moby Dick.
I know of it.
So many great classics I Cliff's Notes
Cliff
my noted, way
yeah.
through.
Dracula.
Yeah.
But
that was actually 10th grade, which is like the same as 12th grade. I don't know. They're both yeah. like American
Was
literature.
The English teacher Slodich for you? No.
Yeah.
Was? Okay.
For 10th grade?
Yeah.
Yeah, kind of old one.
Yeah.
Yeah, she's pretty cool.
Yeah.
I don't remember having any problems with her.
Go for the bong resin memories. Yeah. Hanging in there. So, Will, I'm going to throw you under the bus first for the entertainment.
Certainly.
It is the Valentine's show. How many Valentines have you actually had a girlfriend you had to do Valentine's-y stuff with?
Well, I guess this would be two. Oh, this one's like long distance, so that didn't count. I sent something last night, like the 11th hour.
Oh, okay.
This baby delivered.
So you're back with the girl at the moment.
Yeah, like, I don't know, it's being... I don't know, it's hard, the long-distance crap, and it's all her fault, so...
Well, we'll get to that momentarily. So this is your second one ever.
I believe so.
I believe I've only had one, and it was long-distance as well, because we are not normal people, for whatever
That's
reason.
That's what part of the reason why I'm back with this person. You gotta be able to, like, look at yourself in the mirror and, like, point the finger at yourself and call yourself out for your own essie behavior.
So you, well, we'll... Have you ever
you and I, at least, I don't know about mom, we obviously have, like, fear of commitment. Very
yeah.
deep-seated.
Yeah.
I'm so effing quick to pull the plug, like, if one
oh
thing
my,
upsets
Oh,
me.
My. I will tell people, go to hell.
And like, most people will do it, and this person hasn't, and that says something. That they'll still be like, I love you, and...
I don't know if it's good or bad that people take that much.
I think it's good, actually.
Really?
Yeah, I've been on the other end of the stick. I know, let's, like, honestly, if something's going to last or, like, be any kind of real relationship, you got to have that where it's just like,
why don't you go back to your home on Whore Island?
Said by the Papa Giorgio brothers many times.
Oh, you know, God. I mean, it's, yeah, it's been worse than that.
I don't even know if it's a commitment thing. Maybe it is.
Yeah, it is.
God, it's, lately, I've just been busy. And I can really think of no joy that a woman would bring
That's
to my
part
life.
Of it, too. Like, I think, like, you know, also, like, I mean, me, especially since I've gotten off those pills, for whatever yes. reason, like, the antidepressant stuff made me more, like, relationship prone. I guess it made me more normal, quote unquote.
Yeah.
So I, like, wanted to be with people more and had more feelings, blah, blah, blah. And, you know, since I quit that stuff, like, last Halloween or whatever, you know, it's been bad news for her. Because, like, the slice thing sets me off. I'm like, oh, F you.
Good
Do
man.
Not,
good
no,
man.
No.
Good man.
Bad. You should not S all over someone.
You need to, you, if you feel
me.
The heat on your back, you need to be willing to walk out in 30 seconds.
That's
flat.
True, too. But at the same time, like, I don't know. You can't be. And also, I think this whole effing area is crazy.
Yeah. Oh, we're. Like, one's meant to live like this.
No, like, the people in this area are so effed up, the women especially. Like, and that's why, like, most women I've ever, like, liked usually came from
somewhere else. Yeah.
They
They're
got
a
transplanted
little more real,
to this asshole.
Quote unquote.
No, the people in this area suck. And that's what I was like, we're talking about on the way in. Even if you just go like some poor areas like Woodbridge or like, you know, parts of Montgomery County.
It's more our speed.
Yeah, because people don't have their heads up their culos. Well, like, just no rich white people like in Arlington. You know,
they're just the scum of the earth. If you
no,
ask
I swear, even like just where we live specifically, Chantilly, Fairfax. That
yeah.
is, like, just the dead zone for personalities. Is the effing Bermuda Triangle of coolness.
This. It's rich white people that name their kids Tyler.
But, I mean, even, like, the richer white areas, like, I guarantee you in Great Falls, you probably had, like, hotter chicks, and they're probably doing more stuff because they're doing more drugs.
Yeah.
You know, like, we were just in the worst possible...
We were just the poor
even
people
Centerville
who were putting on airs.
Probably would have been cooler. You know, like, our high school, you know, there weren't that many fights.
Sucked.
There weren't that many people doing it. There weren't that many people doing drugs.
It got cleaner drug-wise every year I was there. Because I remember my frosh year, Baron was like getting acid and dealing it in the halls.
Well, that was done by the time I was there.
Doing
trust
coke
me, I would've known.
Off yeah. of Zippos.
No, all those people were gone. They left.
Oh, yeah. No, it got cleaner every year. I was seriously one of two weed dealers.
No, it became Abercrombie High
year.
School.
Yeah, it sucked. And all these kids were discovering weed senior year, right, when I'm getting out of it.
So to me, most of them were discovering in college. You're like, oh, I wasn't drinking. Cool. It's like, dude, I was
that
drinking in seventh grade.
Exactly.
I thought drinking was cool when I was 13 years old.
Exactly. It's so played
you
out
are
now.
Effing 21 or 19, 19. 18.
No, they were like, oh, my God, the jungle juice was mixed so strong last night.
Oh, we had a
I totally
ice luge
sucked it off three guys.
Jesus H. Christ.
Totally behind the curve. I remember getting drunk and having no one to bang, so you steal your friend's dad's Playboys and rub one out in the bathroom.
And that, then it's like...
That
know,
was my version of a wild time, a college night.
I... No, dude. My most fun was like either like going into a crowded apartment party and yelling out fire
mm-hmm.
and watching half the people clear out, or just stealing people's ass.
I didn't even do...
Even like if I didn't have it. Like if it was like N64.
Yeah.
Not to date
just
myself.
Steal the games.
Yeah. Just for the hell of it. And
stealing
then, like,
N64.
Smash it outside.
I took your GoldenEye, mister.
Exactly.
Oh, God.
I stole your Donkey Kong 64. That's what you get for not hiding it in your room and locking the door.
I feel the same way. It's just like Private Pyle with his unlocked footlocker. If it wasn't for dickheads like you, there'd be no thievery in this world.
I don't get
whatever
it, man.
Hartman's
like,
exact quote was.
Yeah, no, that was pretty much it. Like, people, like, you want people to come into your house and, like, trash it? Like,
that's why I stopped having parties.
Track
are you kidding me?
Mud all over the effing place.
You're recovering like, for a week. You don't even get to enjoy any of the chicks that came over because you're having to play host the whole time.
You're more like that. Me, I'll go after my own selfish.
Well, that's because you weren't playing the host.
I know. No, I know what like, you're saying. Like, if you're the person who's invited,
yeah.
You want to make sure all your friends are having a good time.
You're just like, hey, I'm John's brother. You want to do it? Here's my penis.
No. But, yeah, no, I have been in that situation. Where, like, that's why I don't like to do it. Like, just, like, I was kind of like that at the concert or whatever, you know? Like, you want to make sure everyone's okay and because you're the one responsible for dragging their asses out there.
Yes, for the concert your band had last week.
Yeah.
At Jax, which was good, by the way.
Jaxix. Thank you.
Jaxix is. And tell your drummer I want to do his sister.
I gotta take a look at her myself.
Yeah.
I find it very hard to believe that his sister could be attractive.
He looks like Dennis the Menace crossbred with a moblin.
He's a big dude.
Like, yeah.
I mean, he's strong, too. I'm not gonna say he's like a fat ass. You know, like, I mean, he can lift stuff like an amp over his head.
Like an entire ham hock.
But yeah, he's just like one of the dudes like built like a tank, kind of. And his mom looked that way, too. So I'm kind of amazed. Like,
fat
his sister.
Lark.
No, the sister was
fat lark.
As far as Hitler Youth goes, pretty attractive.
Huh. Which how usually, old is she though?
In my range, I guess. Why? How old is he?
24. So he might even be older. You think?
Yeah.
Huh.
I didn't get the younger vibe.
Perplexing. I don't know.
Yeah, she seemed 26-ish, intercourseable, as the kids say.
Speaking of which, have you looked at that effing 13-year-old British kid yet? Have you seen
No. The news item he's referring to, Mr. Will Papagiorgio.
God, that's in like Alfie or something. Go to MSN.com. Are you online?
Yeah.
Check MSN.com. I think it's on the homepage.
I'm connected to the Diamond Dave soundboard.
Because to me, like a 13-year-old having a kid isn't that newsworthy, you know?
Well, you said it's just because it looks like his nuts haven't dropped yet.
No, the serious, like, since he looks like 8.
Well, Brits and Germans and all them really.
There are a lot of kids who look like that. And the funny thing is, like, you make fun of them at the time.
Yeah.
But then, like, they end up growing up to be, like, pretty boys because then they have, like, that baby face, like Leonardo DiCaprio or something.
Yeah.
Like, you S on them because they're always, like, smaller or whatever.
Whatever. We'll get to it later. I'll dig it up later.
But I think the worst part is, like, I'm pretty sure it's, like, the mother in the lower right. Some ugly, fat meat pig.
She's 15, of course. She's giving the donut up to a 13-year-old.
Yeah.
Giving up the bangers and mash, the figgy pudding.
Yeah, this is no hot underage poon. It's
no.
Disgusting.
Not that there
this
is
this looks
much.
Like someone who like lives in the British country, which she does.
Oh, really? A bit of the tiefers going on?
That just like looks
pasty
like some
skin.
Fat farm sow.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
Working on a sex farm.
Poor kid.
Oh, he's screwed for life.
He's one of nine children himself.
Oh, he didn't know any better. He had no chance in this world.
No.
Just none.
I mean, his dad probably didn't, like, forgot he had him.
Oh.
Until he got on the paper.
Yeah. Until he's page next to the page four girl pulling out her T's in the sun.
Page three.
Page whatever. Three. Whatever.
So is that like an actual British newspaper that says naked chicks in it?
Yeah, God bless it.
Yeah, that's a great idea.
Topless birds.
Like Katie Price. They're all huge. Or whatever.
That's what I love about the Brits. Like, much as we love a big pear, they are so infantilely obsessed with it. Like, just pretty much, like, they need to just put a pair of cookies in front of those milkers. That's how into boobs those guys are.
Like Russ Meyer.
Oh, yeah. The Brits are a nation of Russ Meyers, man. They love a big pear. Jordan should just repatriate himself. Yeah. Just move there, put on a monocle, act like a freaking rich old man, and go to town.
Not like to, like, check out London. I heard that, I mean, that's, like, even more expensive than Manhattan, London. That's probably, like, the most expensive place in the world.
It's got to be up there. I really can't think why it wouldn't be.
No, it's just, I mean, when you think about it, it might be the biggest city in the world. Like, I don't know about population, but just, I mean, in terms of, like, cultural importance and everything.
It's up there.
It's, like, the capital of the Western world. I'm pretty sure it's not New York.
Nah, it's New York.
You think?
Yeah. No, we got that crown.
I don't know.
Ever since we bailed their chestnuts out in World War II, we won that thing with blood and iron, brother.
I guess.
USA.
I wonder
USA.
What the population USA. Differential is.
What point were you trying to make? USA. There you go.
Also, speaking of that, like, I was reading something like this wife swap. Did you read about that at all?
No.
This one husband, just like...
How did we get so wildly off the topic of why we don't date women?
All right, ever? We can go back to that if you want.
No, I enjoy the way that we just flow.
Segway.
And then it's an hour later. We're
we'll
like,
return it.
We'll get there.
But anyways, like...
We're like Grandpa Simpson telling a story.
I know. God damn it, what was the dude? I forget his name.
But, oh my God, what's floating in my water?
Tadpole. You know the nastiest water? Gym water. At least at Olympus. That S is gray. Like, if you pour it in your water bottle, you cannot see the damn bottom of your
water. Oh, you have to wait for it to settle.
Bottle. Yeah, it's like I get clean water out of a creek.
Yep.
I might as well bring, like, water purification
drinking
tablets.
Drinking a mud, yeah, some iodine tablets.
Kill the tadpoles. But anyway, like, this dude on Wife Swap, it was, like, this stereotypical, like, you remember, like, the liberal hippie douche on South Park?
Yes.
Yeah, it was like this British guy moved to San Francisco. Rich, like, venture capitalist or
hate
whatever.
Hate him already. Go on.
And his wife's like some new age bitch who gets paid like God knows how much to like...
Tight yoga bod?
Not really.
Ugh.
I mean, she's like, decent, but...
Whatever.
No, she does like... God, what's that? Like feng shui, just complete horse ass.
Just and, moving S around a room.
And really, yeah, like rich white people probably pay her like $400 an hour.
Your energy is quote, so
unquote,
in tune.
Service.
Oh my!
Some S like that. This show is ridiculous.
Oh my God, Brennan, come look what she did with the space.
Anyway, like and like they have these two kids. Like they pay $40,000 a year to send them some bilingual French school.
Oh God, that's the worst. All
and like he's forcing this kid to do fencing against his will.
Either side of the channel,
and
you
the
have
kid is,
kids doing the bilingual thing.
And the kid was like, "I don't want to." It's like, "Oh, I told you, you don't have to do it if you don't want to." He's like crying. He's like, "I don't want to." And of course, he forced them to anyway.
Fencing.
But anyway, so they swap them.
Is there any gayer thing than fencing?
How I guess does, it's a British thing.
How is fencing so gay? It's sword fighting. It should be cool.
Because you wear a unitard.
And you wear like a queer bondage mask.
Yeah. No.
And oh, God.
You no, look, you're dressed out of something like out of the, that Madonna video. That
you look
Wayne's
like
World
half
parody.
Mexican wrestler, half Japanese porn thing with like some baseball catcher.
Yeah.
In the mix.
No,
you don't look cool.
And plus you have like this really thin sword.
Oh, like, yeah, your little...
Like the D of that guy in Deuce Bigelow.
Yeah, your little queenie rapier.
Yeah. So, no, it's not like effing like broad sword fighting. Armorless broad
you
sword fighting.
You are gay.
But...
International fencer's credo.
Yeah.
You are gay.
But long story short, it's like... So they switched this wife with some like average bitch from Missouri.
Okay.
And this dude, like...
Fears Jesus, votes Republican, that kind of average.
No, she's actually, like, really nice. It was just kind of like your average, like, fat Midwesterner.
Okay.
Like, average American, like, as average you can get.
Sweet boner, just, get some deep fried candy bars.
S's on her, like, you would not believe.
Really?
Like, just to her face, she's like, you're obese, you're undereducated. Like, I shouldn't even be talking to someone with as low an education as you.
I just think those things.
He's like, yeah, no, this dude's saying on national TV. He's like, God damn, what else did he say? He's like, the best your children can hope for is to, like, grow up and be in the military. And, I mean, anyway, like, there's, like, been this rampant backlash. Like, there's all these websites, like,
oh, that guy's gonna get lynched.
Dude. Yeah, no, like, his wife had to, like, publicly apologize and.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
Are you kidding? No, we're going to take that out of Union Jack? Hell
yeah,
no.
Exactly. Yeah, he basically said, like, I don't
these
like
colors don't run, son.
He's like, San Francisco is the only place in this country I could stand to live.
Oh, just keep digging your hole.
And he was wearing a shirt that says, Go Solar. To just show, like, what an...
oh, what a fart-sniffing pig.
Yeah, you got to, like, look up this dude's name. I can't remember, but... yeah, like, if you watch the highlights, like... No, he treats his kid like his kid went to bed without finishing his math homework. So he wakes the kid up, drags him out of bed, and makes him, like, finish these math problems.
Oh, God. What? Oh, God. That kid's not even going to – that kid's going to invent a new lifestyle. He won't even be gay. He'll be, like, cat sexual.
Growing up in San Fran.
Sucking off tabbies.
Smoking meth and pole.
Yeah. Oh, God.
But, yeah, no, you got
to
look
that
it up.
That kid's going to rebel in ways I shudder to think.
I'm amazed, like, no one punched him out. Like, I mean, he was just, like, then he got, like, his kids to, like, not even speak to this woman.
Oh, gotta be a bedwetter, those kids, too.
I mean, they're going to grow up to be so effed up, but he was just the most controlling, like, piece of ass. Like, who that, like, he's just so elitist and, like, you gotta see it to believe it, but it's, like, you know, on one hand, like, you sure he's, like, oh, anti-racism, anti, like, all this, you know, like, typical, like, liberal agenda. On the other hand, like, he's, like, completely essing on this woman because she didn't go to, like, Oxford like he did or something, some bilingual French school, and you just say it to her face, like, the most, like, hateful, insulting things.
Oh, God.
And this woman, man, for her part, you know, she sat there and take it, like, she did not get upset, she didn't, like, flip out on him, like, she was really, like, classy about the whole thing. So was her husband.
What was the husband like on that one?
He, like, didn't say anything to this dude, like,
really.
Yeah, like,
that's a little wussy.
I mean, I would have, but again, I mean, they came off as much classier. That's the funny thing. You know, I don't know if they edited
that's
it
that's
like
that. That's a lesson I tried to impart to you, to my little brother.
Yeah, like, but...
Turn the other cheek.
Yeah, no, I don't know that. And, like, easier said than done. Like, I've said that to people before, yeah.
Well, I can once in a while enter a state where I'm just blind with rage.
That's the thing. Like, I mean, people F with you to a certain extent. Like,
I have a higher threshold for it than you. Like, mine is very rare. But I think my eruptions are even worse than yours. Like, I'll literally, like, black out and not know what I've done and stuff like that.
I've never gotten that.
Oh, really? No.
I mean, I've flipped out and done some crazy things.
No, I've done things where it's like, I literally am not in control of my body.
Like Chris Brown.
Yeah, exactly.
I segue to that.
Oh, she deserved it. She got out of line.
I still don't find her attractive.
I do.
She's got, like, a effing gorilla mask face.
No, she got the cute little nose, kind of upturned, but whatever.
Those are your effing cheekbones? Like,
I
don't know.
I mean, I'm not going to find her attractive right now. Friggin' looks like Mike after a fight.
Oh, that's what I said. It looks like she got, like, an MMA. She looked like she was in the octagon.
Throw down in the ring. No, I'd still lay pipe on Rihanna.
Oh, well, now's your chance.
Yeah.
In the hospital bed.
Oh, yeah, after that, she'll never go black again. She's going to be dating albinos after
that.
The
funny thing is, like, they're playing a clip on Mike's show, like, saying, of him on Tyra, saying, like, how his stepdad, like, used to beat his mom, and I guess, like, apparently, like, pulled a gun on her sometime. And, like, he's like, yeah, that's why I'll never treat women like that. Like, the other way to, like, be extremely respectful to women.
That is delicious.
And, yeah, I mean, the thing is, like, Mike was saying, it's like, even if, like, you think you learn your lesson, but it's the opposite's true. It's like, if you grow up around that,
that's your
you're
example.
More prone to it.
Yeah.
Because you think it's acceptable on some level.
Damn it, we have a caller.
Daggonabbit.
Wait a
second. I don't like people playing on
my
phone.
Give out the number for a reason.
How dare you interrupt our seamless flow.
Yeah, hello, caller.
Hey, is this the In Papa's Basement?
I don't know. Is this Mr. Travis?
Yeah, it is.
Oh, Travis, the Aryan Superman friend of ours. What's up, sir?
No, there's kind of a delay between...
Yeah, just listen on the phone.
Like, turn your TV volume down.
No, it's on.
I feel like a real DJ now.
Yeah. You don't want to turn it off. That would lower our ratings.
Yeah.
Consequently, our incomes.
Our mom's getting our hair dyed, so we need the one listener.
No, all right. So what I'm saying is, Will, tell us some stories about you were just getting at, like, you had flipped out with rage and you had done some things.
Oh, Jesus.
Tell us some stories of those things. All right, bye.
Oh, God.
Yeah, Will.
I mean, aside from fights with men, there's been Chris Brown incidents.
Yeah, I've had one.
No.
Not proud.
Not going to lie. I mean, she did it first. You know, I got clawed in the face, so I had to take her forehead to the dashboard.
Who was this?
Who do you think?
the current one?
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
So your show, let's use names.
She's drunk and abusive.
She is
completely out of line when she's drunk.
There's a reason I really never log time with the woman.
If she's nice, I mean, she's like the nicest person in the world sober. Like, I mean, she's like,
that's why I don't deal with drinking chicks.
Ass of herself on her birthday and New Year's 4 days later, and both times it got physical in the car.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
So
he wants specifics, though.
Oh,
I think, you know, this is theater of the mind, Will. You've put on a very short play. I want three acts.
Oh, Lord. I don't want to, like, get into, like, the nitty-gritty.
I'll give you the one time I went blind with it and face-planted a chick.
All right, yeah.
Not proud of it. Dear little Jen Harris from The Clearinghouse. My former coworker, sweet girl, when drunk, will literally just, like, become a different person.
Yeah, and this is the same thing. It's like Jekyll and Hyde.
And somehow started harping on our dead dad.
Uh-huh.
And I could withstand one line of that. The second one out of her mouth, I pretty much, gotta say, I face planted her like Rick James a couple times.
Jesus.
And then I took her purse and threw it into like oncoming traffic or something like that.
No, this.
Travis, are you still there? We're gonna get arrested after this show. I hope you're happy.
And.
Bastard.
Maybe he's listening on TV. No, this guy, the first time.
And scene. We made all that up, folks.
Yeah, I don't know.
That was for your listening
entertainment. Do you want to continue with that or no?
No, not really. It's right. The one time it ever happened, and she's been in jail before for getting out of line and profusely apologized for getting. And please don't make it sound like I actually wounded her deeply or something, but after she's shoving me around and mocking our father in the grave, his sainted soul.
No, I did the same thing.
She needed at least a shove back.
If I have someone screaming F you in my ear full volume while I'm driving and like clawing at my face to the point where I'm bleeding.
Jesus, man. That I didn't know about. Like, for those listening at home, this chick Tina, like, initially Will met her through me. Like, I brought her to the house and like I could tell, like, the qualities Will mentions I saw from the get-go.
Yeah, because I mean, she was drunk then, too.
Like, yeah, and I was just like, I don't want to deal with you. I don't want to deal with you, which is why, like, I was so mad when you kept her around that long. I was just like, why this chick that I've branded, I want the hell out of my life, like, ASAP, why is he keeping this here?
The truth is, like, I mean, she's, like, stopped drinking now. I mean, she had to.
Well, what happened? What happened to Miss Tina, who, came into the house on my back, then stayed with you for a while around La Casa, and...
What do you mean, what happened to her?
Yes, what happened to her?
Like, in what way?
Legally.
Oh, no, dumbass got two DUIs in 1 week. One when she wasn't even driving.
What?
She's not 21 and didn't have her license.
Oh.
She just puts herself in stupid situations with some dumb chick who was driving her car. Somehow she has a car registered in her name. Because she had everything to get her license.
Take that, you clap-having Jezebel!
Other than...
Sorry.
Which we call it? Like, taking them behind the wheel.
Mm-hmm.
So anyway, like, this bitch who was driving, like, hit something. Mm-hmm. You know, they're both drinking. So they decided to flee.
Is something code for a small boy?
No, like a pole or something, telephone pole.
All right.
Or got in a ditch. And, you know, the bitch was fat, so, like, they were trying to...
What does that have to do with it?
Well, no, it gets into it, because, like,
fat large?
You know, sure enough, like, they're near Tina's house, so they're just going to, like, walk there, you know?
And what, she gets distracted by a Dairy Queen?
No, like, somehow, I guess the cops, like, spot her.
Because she's fat.
I guess so, okay. Yeah.
There's our payoff.
And, like, she didn't readjust the seat, and plus it was, like, in Tina's name, the car, so, like, she got charged with it.
Nice.
Somehow she got lucky, only got 7 days for all this. Is now out, but she's on probation, which she cannot violate.
Which, yeah. One tends to get probation with two DUIs in rapid succession.
So
even in North Carolina.
Yeah. No, it's worse there. That's like their whole state income. I mean, it's all about like shaking you down for money.
I believe it.
No.
The average North Carolina citizen.
Yeah, exactly. That and like everything's spread out.
North Kakalaki.
So if you drink, you know, you're going to have to drive somewhere.
That's most of America, dude. Outside of a city.
Yeah, but see, like, I think in cities it's a bit easier because, you know, cops really tend to hide out on highways.
No, a city is much easier. But we're not, I'm just saying most of America, even we're not a city. You have to drink at a bar, get in your car.
Drive somewhere else.
Get home.
Yeah. No, yeah, I know what you're saying. It's not like New York, you go on the subway or walk.
Yeah, vomit on some hooker.
Right.
Go home. Think about it.
But, yeah, so no, that's like, you know, when you look at the negative, that's why I was like, yeah, you know, the hell, I'm not putting up with this.
See, I can't put up with people like that, period, because you and I, we were never exposed to, much as Dad and Mom fought all the time, it was always sober fighting. It was never booze involved. And for me, that was all the difference in the world.
It is.
I
on
can't
one hand,
stand
the
booze
other hand,
fighting.
Apparently, you and I, like, I think you're the same as me, where we can, like, just say the most awful things, and it really hurts people.
Yeah.
Like, apparently we say worse things to anyone than anybody else. Because it's not just her, like, I've been told by more than one woman.
I've also been told I'm especially bossy, especially in the sack. But if I'm in the
I've been told I'm controlling, too, I mean.
Yeah, but why waste your time? You know what you want, get it.
Yeah, no.
No one's complaining, they enjoy it, but I'm called bossy.
I am, too. I've never had anyone say, like, in specific, like, oh, you're too bossy in bed.
No, that's what I get. Outside, I don't get it. In bed, I get it.
Whatever, I mean, your D's hard, you know.
What? Someone needs to friggin' conduct the orchestra.
No, exactly.
We can't sit there like, ugh, I think this part goes here. No, bark out positions.
Like, very few women are
treated
good
like
enough
military drills, man.
To, like, take charge. And if they are good enough to take charge, then they're a friggin' hoe.
Yeah, so, exactly. It's like, oh, Daddy, lie back down. I'm gonna get mine. You don't want to deal with that.
But
you'll be dealing with something else in a couple days. And it rhymes with gonorrhea.
But yeah, so
kind of word rhyme with itself.
Like, to get back to the whole point, and look how we've come full circle and now I've gotten back
that
to
that was pretty Simba circle of life, sir. Good work.
take you on a journey, girl.
I hear the Elton John in the background.
Yeah, it's just, I mean, you and I have our faults. We like to think that we don't, because on paper, we look good. Yeah, we don't drink. We don't do drugs. For the most part, we don't hit women.
Yeah, like 99%. No,
we
it's
have
insane.
Jobs.
Even Jesus had his slip-ups.
We are very emotionally abusive, I think. Because we were emotionally abused by rhymes with Maria.
I wouldn't call it emotional. We were just very, very used to fighting.
Yeah,
all
that's
the time.
Our upbringing
all the time
was very dysfunctional and in no way normal.
I don't really throw around dysfunctional the way you do, and I don't really have the overall negative view that you do.
I mean, I'm not saying it's negative. I'm saying, like, I mean, I'd probably prefer that to, like, loveless WASP parents.
Oh, hell yeah.
But at the same time,
because for what it's worth, like, I believe the parents loved each other.
Yeah, and then no offense to our parents, but, like, I think I could do a better job. Like, first of all, I wouldn't have kids I couldn't afford. Which,
yeah, that has to be the one thing I've thrown in Maria's face many a time.
Yeah, because, I mean, honestly, like, they did the right thing. Like,
not
you know,
that we were
parents
put on the street or anything, but
no.
Good old Maria can go through money like a sailor on payday.
Yeah, I mean, she could manage that better. Because honestly, I mean, like, as far as, like, yeah, our parents were never, like, going out, getting drunk,
effing
around.
It's not like she was blowing it on breast implants or coke. It was on us.
The right thing, because they're older. Like, I mean, really, if you have kids, like, your life is over and you're supposed to live for your kids.
Yeah.
That's the way I view it. That's,
oh, yeah.
You are not supposed to have kids and continue to live like you're a single
person. The instant you have kids, you have immediately surrendered you being the last link of your DNA. And now your whole job is to make sure your new DNA is kicking.
That's like when I was down in Asheville visiting Tina, like, we were supposed to, like, stay with this friend of hers, this chick Bethany, and, like, she was there with, like, I guess it was her fiance at the time. I think they broke up, they had a kid together.
Yeah,
this dumb
classic
bitch in the
go
car
on.
And she's young too, she's probably like 19, 18.
Oh, that's great. I love how the idiots reproduce at just such a rate.
Oh, yeah. God, no. It's exactly like Idiocracy.
Mm-hmm.
No, like...
I'm going to F all y'all.
No, like, this bitch, like, I swear to God, like, to the word. She's like, yeah, when Billy and I first met, we used to go out and, like, party all the time. And then after we had whatever the baby's name
Once
was,
we were pregnant, we kept drinking it twice
a
week.
Now we stay in all the time. It's like, oh, you think, bitch? You think having a baby put
cramps
a damper
your
on your party
little?
Life?
Yeah. Are you going to just pull out your tees at a bar and breastfeed?
Like,
this isn't Somalia.
I'm so sorry you can't go out and get faced every night because you have a effing infant who's dependent on you to live.
Yeah, another human being. So sorry the Jaeger bombs have dried up, you skis.
Maybe you should have thought about that before you decided to skip the abortion clinic.
Exactly. When Billy is blowing wads in you like Chuck Norris with a shuriken. Where the hell did I get that?
I don't know. It was good.
Thank you.
Play some Dave. Okay. We have yet to touch that.
Oh, we got the last 10 minutes of this show.
Nothing but DLR sound.
No.
There. I'm giving you a little.
You,
yes.
Just to wet your whistle.
That's like all you need for reading. Jesus Christ.
Why did you start? Oh, I'm not going to be able to stop.
What we should do like next time is give out the number, see if we can get someone to call, and then only respond with David Lee Roth.
Yes, I'm living at a place that kills.
Oh, my God.
But my point was like, you know.
On this special Valentine's episode of Papa's Basement.
God, do you remember like when they did that with Fresh Prince? It was like one where Will's father comes back.
Yeah.
And I guess it was like a big hit. And then there's one the next episode, the same thing. It's like on a very special Fresh Prince. Ashley runs away from home. It's like a typical episode, but like they just like dramatize that.
Oh, yeah, exactly. She runs away for 5 minutes and Jeffrey's still saying funny crap in a British accent.
Hello, Massif.
Yeah. Yeah, Jeffrey's kingpin. Oh, Jeffrey. You look back at that show. God, all sitcoms sucked. How's that for a scientific statement?
I'd say that was better than most.
I enjoyed it,
yeah.
But all sitcoms are garbage. Like, you look at the budget involved.
Watered
it's
down
nothing.
Family middle America drivel.
Yeah.
It's all according to Jim and King of Queens and
no, it's just
Jorge
the worst
Lopez.
Crap ever. Worst stuff on TV.
No, it's like we're saying, like, I mean, it's amazing that stuff like 30 Rock and The Office is not only like on network primetime,
but doing
successful.
What it does.
It
well,
says,
I don't know. Where are they placing in the ratings? I mean, I know they have followings, and they probably sell their DVDs a little bit.
I mean, what are they? 8 and 9, right?
What do you mean?
Like, what time do they have usually?
9, 9:30, okay. With Earl and Cat and Kit at 8 and 8:30.
What the hell is the 8:30?
I'm surprised I know these dates, because usually I'm out screwing women during this time period and not watching TV.
No, but because, I mean...
And sarcasm.
Isn't Thursday at 9 the old Seinfeld slot?
Yes.
So, I mean, I think that's like NBC's best
Well,
spot.
They always fought to have a good Thursday.
Yeah.
And they screwed it for
Must
like 10
Thursday,
years or
yeah.
something.
So,
pretty much after Seinfeld. No, it was after Friends left. They were just effed. I don't think they had
Joey
any...
Joey didn't carry the network?
Oh, the worst show ever.
How many seasons did that get? Two or one?
Two. It was like one, and it sucked. So the second season, it came back with like a complete retool.
And it's still...
With like more zany neighbors.
Oh, God.
Just the death knell for any sitcom. New characters. New characters equaled blood in the water, and the sharks are circling.
Yeah. Gee, that dude hasn't done anything since then.
Oh, God. I'm ashamed to admit. I used to watch all the Friends episodes. I never even liked this show. But I'd watch it.
I watched a good
like
amount
of smelling
like the
your own
years.
Farts. You do it and you're not proud.
I mean,
and you do it reflexively.
TNA on it.
Yeah, yeah. Jennifer Aniston had some real headlights.
Like, some I real... thought Courtney Cox was pretty hot.
Always my favorite. Girl. Always loved me some Courtney more than Jennifer.
She got like too skinny though at one point.
Yes.
But
I always liked Courtney's dome piece.
No, she's hot. And then nasty ass Lisa Kudrow.
Of course, Matt LeBlanc. Huh? Oh, God, Kudrow. Kudrow just looks like it ain't right down there.
I mean, she looks all right in Romy and
Michelle.
You pull
down her pants and something's doing. Something where you're like, maybe she stands up.
She looks okay.
I'm not sure.
Romy and Michelle, do you think?
Yes. Like she she looks presentable in Romy and Michelle.
Yeah. So, I don't know.
Which one was she for 10 points? I don't remember.
Michelle, probably.
Good pull.
I'm pretty sure.
Yeah, I can't verify.
Yeah, no, I'm pretty sure it's Romy and Michelle, Mira Sorvino's Romy.
All right, then.
That would be my best guess.
With Janine Garofalo, speaking of women who look like they're bad parts.
The other day, I told you, like, I saw something where she was, like, and this ties right into Friends. I was going to mention it anyway. I saw her in some movie where she really looked nasty. She's
who?
Blonde.
Kudrow?
The Garofalo.
Oh, Garofalo was blonde for a time, and Larry Sanders, too. Gross little piglet of a woman.
It was like this.
I love her, but Jesus.
It was this indie movie, actually, starred David Schwimmer, and I think Kevin James is in it, too. It actually looked pretty good. He's like
pie eater. No, I don't know what it's called.
No, he's like this alcoholic writer living on the Jersey Shore. Like, it was very wrestlerish.
Huh.
And, like, she's like his ex-wife and mother of her kids. And, like, you know, like, he's such an a-hole. Like, she's, like, moving with them, like, taking them to another state. And, like, she didn't, like, bother telling him, like, that sort of stuff.
I would love that. I would love to have some chick have my kids. And then she's just like, you're such a piece of S, I don't even want your money. And she leaves. How great would that be?
No, I heard, like, you can sign over your rights, and you don't have to pay child support.
Yeah, but I think she has to accept that.
I don't know. I think you just have to, like, give up. And but then you can, like, never see them or something.
If that's the case, you have just changed my life.
I mean, just changed
my life. I will seriously walk around with 20 of that contract in the backseat of my car.
You're, like, obsessed with actually, like, passing on your DNA.
Hell yes.
I really don't give an S about that.
Hell, dude, I don't believe in any heaven or anything. You die and that's it. You just rot.
Hell no.
You at least need a little dung beetle of you around
somewhere. If I had a kid, like, I couldn't stand, like, the thought of it being out there.
I used to be that way. I really did.
I mean, that's why, like, I don't have any effing kids. Like, I wouldn't. Like, if you're going to do it right. That's the way I look at it.
Well, if the mom's okay with it.
What, with the absentee ballot?
Yeah. If she just wants, you know,
pop
in a cup.
Well, yeah, I mean, you can find plenty of chicks like that probably on Craigslist. You just want a donor. Find Nadia Suleiman or whatever.
Yeah.
Oh, speaking of that, have you seen the picture of her pregnant?
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Have you?
It's the grossest effing thing I've ever seen.
I mean, regular pregnancy is nasty enough. This.
Have you ever seen Alien Resurrection?
Yes. Oh, veins sticking out.
Alien Resurrection, there's the scene where Ripley finds the first 7 Ripley clones that didn't turn out right. And, like, number 6 or 7 is just this huge bag of flesh with a face on the side. And that's exactly what her fat gas tank looked like.
No, there's veins sticking out. Like,
I wouldn't encourage anyone to watch.
How does skin stretch that much without ripping open?
Oh, yeah. And just the oink slop kids.
And I wonder what her stomach must look like now.
Oh, are you kidding me? It must look like an 80-year-old's nutsack.
Seriously. Like, I mean, I was like with an 18-year-old who had a kid, and like that was pretty sloppy.
Really?
Yeah. I mean, I guess it depends on the gym. I mean, because it's not like she went to, like, the gym to tone it up. And, I mean...
So you were with an 18-year-old who popped a kid out?
Maureen.
Oh, yeah. God, oh, God. She was so tiny, too.
That's probably why.
Her little pooch gut got all messed up?
Yeah, she had stretch marks.
Ugh! Oh! How you soldiered on and laid pipe on that, sir. Not that I'm, you know, innocent of visiting a trough now and again, but...
Yeah, I'm trying to think, like, the tall chick, I didn't notice any stretch marks on her, but she's a giant.
The giantess?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, she probably could friggin' lay a fawn.
She just, like,
never
lifts one leg up.
Yeah, just squats out of Bambi.
And then another old chick, like...
Oh, the tall chick had a kid?
Yeah, like an 11-year-old or something.
Does she take care of it?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
The mom.
Hey, you never know.
Yeah.
The broads we know. Like, the women we find would have kids and be the ones where the dad's taking care of it.
Good pull.
I don't trust you around him.
No, it was her kid. And then, like, one older chick, like, had one, and, like, her fiancé at the time punched her in the stomach, and she lost it. But she still had the stretch
marks.
Who was
this?
Like, the 40-year-old or whatever.
Okay. We'll edit out the laugh in post-production.
Because I was wondering why she had stretch marks, and then she told me. Because she didn't tell me she had a kid.
From Homer's Mighty Wallop.
No. She had the Jan Michael Vincent abortion.
Oh, God. 10 points for an Airwolf reference.
I have no idea who that. Yeah, I just remember his girlfriend calling into Stern and telling that story.
Kicked down the stairs, right?
At like 8.5 months. Or
oh, Jesus, that is
or
murder.
Kicked in the stomach.
I am so pro-choice, but that is murder.
That's effed up, dude. Especially if that's your effing kid. Jesus.
That is murder.
Yeah, like that ain't right.
That is blood on your hands. Not that
it's
you'll have to
blood on
atone.
Your effing staircase.
Exactly. Good one.
How? You don't have any legs. Johnny, I want to drive my car. And I was like, how? I can't find your effing legs.
Legs? The voice crack on legs. Oh, my God.
But
yeah. How are we single again? I don't remember.
No.
So what, are you back to in a relationship?
Yeah. And
which I am on Facebook for S's and giggles.
Really?
Oh, yeah. I just put it there. And like,
well, how is that supposed to help get you laid?
They always want what they can't have. It's funny because they'll flirt with you and then you flirt back. It's like, don't you have somebody?
Exactly. No, like, that's what. They just want to see if they could get you to stray. They actually want to go through with it.
Yeah. That's why you buy a gun.
Effing egos.
Oh, no, it's always an ego trip. That's why you put it up, though. And hopefully they realize you would stray when it's too far along.
It's a twofold thing. That,
when you're like, inside them.
It's like you get naturally more confidence. Like if you're with somebody.
Mm-hmm.
And also, like, you don't give an S, so, like, you're more relaxed. Not, like, I don't think you and I have a problem with, like, confidence or, like, being relaxed, like, talking to women.
I still can't do cold approaches all that well.
Me neither,
it's just, like, I see a hot piece of ass across the room, like, hey, chicky babe.
I mean, I'm sure it's easy enough as long as you're just, like, friendly, not, like, creepy about it. Like, you're just, like, cool and just talking.
I, for whatever reason, I'm still not doing them all that well.
Me neither, but part of it's like, yeah, just because you find her physically attractive, you don't know if she's a C. Odds are she probably is.
You gotta talk to find out.
Yeah, I guess you're right.
To quote George Herman Ruth, don't let the fear of striking out keep you from swinging the bat.
Yeah, no, I mean, honestly, like, and I think of
that's the one thing I still feel bad about. Because, like, introduced to someone whenever, like,
yeah,
I just bump
fine.
Into them, I'm fine.
Yeah.
Doing the online trolling, I'm fine. God, I love that online trolling. Saves you cash.
Like fishing with dynamite.
Saves you so much cash. Dude, you can work on getting some while you're working at another job. I mean, what the hell? You can't beat that.
That's true. If you're actively looking for pee, it is like a second job.
Oh, yeah. No, I'm doing all kinds of dumb online stuff. Like, I'm faking a pregnancy with Carmen right now, according to my IM profiles. And then she's going to get into a car accident.
Does she have a boyfriend?
Yeah. And she'll lose the baby right around my birthday. Which will get me countless good guy points. Yeah, this is what you do when you got nothing better. Actually, I got plenty better, but somehow my mind still wandered to this, and I'm like, it's effing genius. And I'm like, who would go along with this? And I'm like, 0.2 seconds. I'm like, Carmen would.
This idea is terrible.
No, man. I'm going to do it, and I'm going to see what between the usual birthday where they'll at least make out with you or flash you or something like that, and maybe you'll get some. I'm going to mix into that. John being a good dad who is
speaking
traumatized.
Of birthday, are we going to the T-bar for your birthday?
Not mine.
Oh.
Yours.
I don't even really care to. How come you don't want
to? My gift is not giving my cash to skanks.
So what do you want to do? I mean, you got to do something.
For my birthday?
Yeah.
I don't know. We'll do a family thing with Maria.
Jesus.
That's something lame. Well, God, what would I want to do? God, I have to fart. There must have been, like, a centipede I swallowed in this water. There's a big, like, yellow flake. Looks like the end of a Jamaican beef patty, man. I don't know what it is. Oh, God, that is rancid. Ugh.
Dude, I thought I had salmonella from effing, like, you know those big colossal protein bars?
Oh, Jesus.
I kept getting those at gas stations. I had to S, like, insulin.
Smells like John Candy died in my colon.
Like, I had so many times, like, I had to S at, like, students' houses. I was like, oh, you know,
really?
I ain't making it. No, I've had to, like, pull over at McDonald's.
What was doing it to you again? Oh, a McDonald's bathroom.
Oh, God, this was, like, porcelain. No, because it was a McLean. It was nice.
Oh, really? But no, I've been McDonald's and even Northwest McDonald's. This is, like, what started me being a germ freak when I was a little kid.
Are the bathrooms where you have to, like, lock hobos out.
Yeah. Someone took a dump on the floor.
Oh, God. I've seen dumps on toilets. I saw one at Costco because I had to take it
really?
Out there.
No, this was just straight up on the floor. And if you want to know what a little hog I was even back then, I remember dropping my shorts either on the turd or next to it.
Jesus.
And then later that day, this was when you were at summer camp for a week. So it's fourth grade.
Right.
You're second grade. Later that day, old man takes me to Red Lobster, and I drop a fried shrimp on that same pants leg.
Oh!
And I'm like, ah, we all got to die sometime. Just eat that damn shrimp right there.
I thought you were like a germ freak at that point.
I was, but I was also really, really into fried shrimp. Something had to win out. I stand by my choice in retrospect. Jesus Christ. No,
I can't eat that stuff anymore. No,
it's the story of my life.
Or like I'm like just really more health conscious. I can't.
Oh no, it's so greasy. No, story of my life. I engage in the practice and then sweat it out for months and years on end.
No, like I think it's just
getting the AIDS test and then 2 weeks later you're friggin' balls deep in AIDSzilla McHivy.
Like I think in this era you're pretty safe, but still.
I guess
I've finally learned to make friends with condoms.
Yeah, me too. That I had someone pull it off recently.
Another plus of quitting that pill. I was just like, what the hell were you thinking?
Yeah, wear them.
You're playing effing Russian roulette.
Yes.
Especially the girls you were boning.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. God, no, we visit some junk piles sometimes.
Yeah, like, I'm amazed that I don't have anything knocking on wood.
I gotta go back. I was
pregnancy.
Good.
Like, I'm not taking anyone's word for birth control.
Hell no.
And... No, I mean, I've gone raw dog with chicks who weren't on birth control.
Oh, me too.
Like, I know I won't...
Like a friggin' Catholic.
I won't, like, spill the beans inside. Like, I can control that, but you can't control the pre.
Yeah.
The pre-beans.
Oh, I told you.
And that's enough.
When I hit one out of the park, it was on pre-beans, son.
Jesus.
Cautionary tale.
No, I once went out with a chick who said she got knocked up, like, on birth control and with a condom.
No. Ugh. The Ohio girl, speaking of long distance exes, she claims she got knocked up through a condom on the pill.
It's possible. They're both like 1 in 100.
So you're talking about 1 in 10,000?
Yeah, it's not this.
800 SAT score at work.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, because you just add the zeros. So 4 zeros, 10,000.
Why you got it? That was my accomplishment.
But, yeah. I mean,
so John can do addition.
I mean, just the whole fact, yeah, birth control's 99% effective at best. Same with condoms.
I thought it was like 95, 97 at best. That's if they take it religiously, same time of day.
These aren't exactly reassuring numbers.
No.
Especially if you're like in a relationship and you're having sex with this person every night.
Especially.
You're not going to have sex with them 100 times
how
eventually.
How friggin' flighty is the average person about taking a pill?
Every minute.
Yes. You really think she's taking it at 10:06 a.m. every day?
Yeah. No, I would get like...
No, if you just take it throughout the day, two-hour flex, it goes to like 85 or something absurdly low.
I'd have to get like an IUD or one of those shots.
Oh, well, Ohio had one of those, what is it, the coils, the IUD?
IUD, yeah. That...
Friggin' popped loose. She got pregnant again and fortunately lost it, but...
Jeebus.
Yeah, my condolences on that one.
Get her the... No, let's just get them neutered like the effing
I'll get
Tuskegee
her Fudgy the Whale
experiment.
Cake. She'll shake it off. Oh, God. Eugenics on the air. Good Lord.
No, I guess those shots are probably pretty good, right?
What shots?
Like those shots where you just can't get preggers for like 3 months or 6 months.
I don't know. Are you talking like the Dr. Mengele to the Jews shots?
No, like it's a legitimate
It's like here's some
method. Like,
uranium
I don't know why
to your ovaries.
Use it.
I don't know, man. All I know is I don't trust any birth control.
No.
I trust the birth control that is a tissue in my hand. That's it.
The only one's abstinence. They taught you that in fifth grade.
And you know what? Cheesy as it is.
That's true, man.
Damn true. Well.
No, just having sex in general is like going to Vegas. Yeah. Eventually you're going to lose.
For my money, there is almost.
You cannot keep going back and keep winning.
There's almost no act I can think of. With so little payoff, but so high a risk. Like, really, what do you get out of it in the end? Decent time, maybe. If she was good, if you like her, if she's attractive.
I mean...
What can happen? You can die. You can feed something for 18 years, which is worse than death. You can have a chronic condition on your junk for the rest of your life that will screw your every relationship.
Also worse than death.
I mean, to me, it's like the joy level of, like, eating a Chipotle.
Well, I mean, you can't think about that stuff. You won't be able to perform.
Yeah. No, I always have to put on a game face.
No, you got to block that. Keep that as far away from your mind as possible.
Oh, yeah, because you can't march into bed and just be, like, all worried. And then
no.
And then you're trying to play friggin' pool with a piece of yarn.
I mean, At the end of the day, you got to figure everyone's doing it, so.
Oh, really?
Not that.
Let's jump off a bridge,
no,
too, like all the rest of our friends.
Like, the odds are fairly safe. You should be all right.
I guess. All I know is I sweat it out every time I do it.
I'm not like that. I mean,
every time I do it, I keep up with at least like 3-4 weeks to be like, so, how's that period coming?
Yeah, I've had that, but yeah. Just because like a lot of chicks I've dated have like irregular periods.
Oh, God.
And that's never helps.
Oh, God. Just because you're rearranging their organs with that dirt diggler of yours.
It's like, because I mean, chicks can get it from like birth control or like teenagers naturally has like, because you know, birth control has like weird periods. Like, she'll get one, like, she's supposed to get like the beginning of the month. And then, like, you know, after we're together, she gets like the 15th. Oh, and I've been sweating.
Oh, Jesus. Yeah. Well, let's go out on that red note for Valentine's Day. It
matches the decorum.
Will, thank you as always, sir. Yep. You've been listening to Papa's Basement on fcac.org/WEBR. Again, you can hear us every Saturday when we show up on Cox 37, Comcast 27, Poor Person Cox 10, archives to be found at inpapasbasement.com. Anything to add, Yawny?
Nope.
Okay.
Oh, God damn it, back to work.
Yeah.
Awful day.
Cry me a river.
Yeah, I know. You're
we are outie.
We're home free. School's out, baby.
Good show.
Nothing to talk about. Nothing to critique. Great show. Great guest tomorrow. You go home, have a glass of wine, whack off. I'll see you tomorrow.
That's the post-show critique?
Yeah. You're the best.
It's my time to go. I successfully burned all my bridges. Nobody loves me, and I don't love nobody.
Had a mighty hard time, but I'm on my way. Had a mighty hard time, but I'm on my way. It's a mighty hard climb, but I'm on my way. On my way, glory, hallelujah, I'm on my way.
Telling my troubles to my old guitar, singing my blues away. Telling it how much that I miss.